All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this.
Dracarys, bitches.
I don't do it very often. I do it like once in a while. But because you're here, I feel the most comfortable with you. So
and just, that's how you did it. That wasn't even good. That was like
Dracarys, bitches.
Oh, that was good.
Okay. Thank you. You guys, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. We're doing things differently today. If you listen to my podcast regularly, you might have listened to an episode I did a few weeks back with sex therapist Vanessa Marin. She has a New York Times bestselling sex advice book called Sex Talks and a podcast called Pillow Talks. And she does it with her husband. So I had her on the podcast because, and it was the first time I think that I have ever really done like a full sex themed podcast episode. And she was giving me all the advice because I need it. You know, I'm pregnant and my sex drive is it's not as high as it used to be.
Or when you're not pregnant.
Or when I'm not pregnant. I also feel like I just do the same thing every time when we have sex. So I'm like, I'm making an effort. I want to make an effort to switch it up. So that was the whole point of that episode.
And then after that episode, I was like, so how did when it happened live, I was like, how did it go? And you're like, I learned so much. I can't wait to tell you. When did you record this?
Okay, wait, hold on.
When did you record
this? Hold on, I'm still introing right now.
Okay.
So, okay. So a few days ago, Bo's like, I'm going to go have lunch, you know, somewhere. We had a free day. I was just organizing my closet and just trying to clear things out the way. And Bo's like, I think I'm just going to go have lunch by myself. I'm like, okay, sounds good. He came back. He's like, so I listened to your podcast episode, the sex one that you did, and I took notes and I have thoughts. And so I felt that it was only fair for you and I to do an episode together as a couple, being very honest about our sex life.
Yeah.
And just talking about that episode, because you should have a say in it. You should, it almost like a rebuttal.
Oh,
so,
yeah, because when I was listening, I was like, oh, really, Stassi? Oh, really? That's a good idea. That's good. I don't know about that. And then also, I don't honk your boobs.
Okay.
We're going to get there. But that was the main thing that just came out of that whole podcast that I listened to. I'm like, all your listeners think I'm a boob honker? And then after I downloaded her book and I've read like half of it, like she has like a one just short, like it's almost looks like it's hard to tell on when you're reading it, a Kindle, you know, on your iPhone, but it was like one short little blank before a chapter of just honking boobs.
Okay.
So I was like, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bo Clark, my husband.
Honk,
he
honk.
Is not a honk boob honker.
I'm not.
He is a, this is, okay.
Just start from the beginning. I'm
going to talk about the boob honk real fast.
Yes.
Because the reason why I brought up, I didn't say the word honk.
No, she did. But after reading part of her book, I realized that this is a thing, that she's got like a term for it.
Yes.
And everything.
Okay. I brought it up because you do come out of nowhere and just grab onto my boobs and you want to like caress them and rub them.
Well,
and I'm just sitting there like,
first of all, let me just
you
paint
don't
a picture.
Honk them.
Yes. It's more of, it's like a slow late night Skinamax type of scene where I come up behind you gently and I give you a hug and kiss you. And then I slowly, gently come up to your breasts and like touch them. Like I'm sculpting like a fine ceramic porcelain bowl. And, you know, I just want to be
it's
gentle,
like when I'm sitting at the,
but firm.
It's like when I'm sitting at like the bar, the kitchen island. Mm-hmm. I'll just be sitting there like my sweatpants and my pimple cream and all
that.
That's when it happens. And I'm like, oh, God, and my boobs are sensitive, you know, because I'm pregnant.
But
and
again,
it's
I'm
just
sculpting.
I'm like,
I'm barely touching. Well, maybe a little lift.
Okay. Well, just know that I prefer when you just come up to me and like hug me and kiss me and rub my back or like things like that. The second that they go to the boot, like, listen, you're allowed You're allowed. I'm giving you allowance
my
right now.
My body is your body. That's what, wasn't that in our vows?
That was not.
Oh, I forgot to write that one in.
Not.
Damn it.
But I will say, like, you know, every now and then it's fine. Like, you should be able to do that. But, like, just know you're enjoying it way more than I am.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am enjoying it.
I know you are.
I just didn't want people to think that I'm, like, literally, like, 12 years old going, and I've seen that. And I've that's not me.
No, you do not. And I will. And you do not honk. Yeah. You do not make the noise honk. You do not. Make the
I don't grab and pinch. I'm not playing slap ass. I'm not, you know. And in her book, it's like women do not like that. That does not turn them on. I'm like, I know that. I'm not trying to do that in a sexual way to get you drunk. It's just they're there. And now when you're pregnant, they're big. And I'm just doing it for myself in a loving way, just because I like them.
Okay. All right. Well, we cleared the air.
Great.
On the boob honking. Do you want to start from the beginning and we can just talk about the things? Like, you can get out your notes. I know you made notes. You time stamped some things.
Yeah.
For us. You know?
That was my main thing. First note, I am not a boob honker.
Okay.
But we've passed that.
We've established.
I really liked, you guys started off with the thing about the no make out, no making out.
Yes.
But no sex. And originally when you told me that, that was the only thing that you said before you gave me no information about the podcast that you did with her. And 2 months later, and I had to figure it out myself, and look at, we're here. So after listening to the podcast and reading part of her book where they're talking about this, I understand it. It keeps that connection, that like electric energy going on.
Well, let me explain what it is for people, in case this is the first time they're listening.
And if you are listening, go back to listen to the
I would recommend you do that. Yes, I would recommend you do that. So she put out a TikTok video where she talks about how her and her husband, they make out every night, and like literally every night. They make it a point to make out for a little while, but that they both know that it won't lead to sex. So like that's the rule. It's like they make out just for the sake of feeling close, for having that intimacy, but the pressure is off. There is no, like, because a lot of the times people, like, I think most couples miss making out. I think that that's a thing that, like, most of us, I know I miss it. I know you miss it. But the thought of being like, okay, let me initiate making out, be like, we both think that then it's going to lead to something, and it doesn't have to all the time. Like, we can just make out just to maintain a little bit of closeness, just to be
intimate. Yeah, when we're both on the same page, that can happen. I mean, it hasn't happened. I mean, I've tried 3 times since we've been on tour.
This is okay.
And it has not happened. So
let me tell you where you do it. Let's talk about this.
Well, we've done it at night. And that was the best time that they said that they like to do it. And I say night is a good time because we are.
Okay, but let me tell you what you've gotten wrong when you've initiated the let's make out thing. You normally come into bed after me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've already taken my melatonin.
Oh.
So I'm like, even when you come in and like the melatonin is like there, I like can barely even talk to you. Like, I'm like, my brain is shut off from it. It's like, I'm ready to just fall asleep. I'm zoned out. Even if you like show me something fun on your phone, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like,
okay.
I'm just like, I'm not there. Okay. So you can, that's when you come in bed and you initiate that. And then I'm like, oh no, that ship has sailed.
Okay.
So what I think we need to do is it needs to be not when we're like laying in bed.
Okay. We'll just, you know what? Communication.
Yes. We need to communicate that like there will be like, whether we're like in the kitchen, whether it's right after we put Hartford down or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it just can't be once I've already taken my melatonin.
Okay. All right.
So good.
We're growing. That's a growth spurt right there in a relationship.
Yeah.
I've learned something new about you.
Okay, great.
About us.
So did we clear that up? Yes. Did I clear that up for you about?
But I am excited to try that.
Okay. So today we should try.
Is this like a non-spontaneous thing? Cause I'll get to later.
It can be.
You're responsive. So this means you need to like schedule this in. I am not responsible.
I don't need to schedule in a makeout session.
Okay, great.
No, that can be spontaneous.
Good to know.
I think, you know what? That would be fun to be spontaneous.
Okay. I'll let you take that spontaneity up then.
Okay.
Great.
I like that'll be on me.
Perfect.
Next. And if something is timestamped, feel free and we can play it.
I got into the timestamps later, but she starts talking about responsive and also spontaneous sex types.
Yeah. So there are two different sex types. There are some who their body needs to feel it first.
The responsive type.
And then their brain and mind catch up to it. Or there's the type that's a spontaneous sex type where like they have the thought of having sex just comes into their head and they're like, yes, I want it. I need it. And then they act on it, which is you. Me. So we have two different sex types, which I think is pretty good. We're balancing each other out.
No, I mean, later in the book, it's like it is having two different ones. You have to both. It makes it harder on us because I have to understand your type of how your brain works and your body works with regarding towards sex. And you have to understand mine as well. And we also have to understand that and then not get hurt by it from both sides.
Correct. You know what I think that I can do better? And this did help me because this puts me into your train of thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. When your brain just thinks of sex, then you're like, okay, I'm ready for it. That's like not how it is for me. But when we were sending each other black and white sex gifts,
I have that on there for later. But you were the initiator.
I know I was. Okay. So you guys, we got into the habit and routine of sending each other gifts. Like literally, if you just look up like GIFs. I know they're technically called GIFs, but like it just never sounds right to me.
No.
GIFs. If you look it up, just go to your Google search and type porn GIFs and then save the ones that you like to your phone. And then I would just send them to Bo. I always did black and white because I'm an aesthetic queen.
That's true.
Like there was something just like so much chicer about the black and white mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
Because they're still like porn. It's still porn, but it's like black
Adams
and white.
meets porn.
It's who?
Ansel Adams.
Who's that?
The black and white photographer, right? Oh. Isn't that his name? Who's like does all like the beautiful portraits of black and white, like landscapes and building. Ansel Adams.
Sounds right.
Ansel Adams meets Pornhub. They should have a category.
Great. So we would send those back and forth, and that actually did get me in the mood.
Yeah.
So without having to like do the responsive thing.
You haven't done that in a super long time, like almost a year or okay. over.
Yeah.
And I would sit there and tell you multiple times, because in the book and also in her conversation, you have to communicate what you want from your partner and what you want from yourself. There's the me first, and then it becomes the we, so we both understand each other.
Okay.
And I told you multiple times, why don't you just send me a GIF? Why don't you send me a GIF? Da 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 da. Like when you want to do it, you know?
Okay.
And I was like, it went through.
I swear on our children's lives
okay.
that the next time I initiate sex that I will do that. Okay. I am going to make a giant effort. And I will say this, like if there's anyone out there, which I'm sure there are, like couples that are in feeling the same exact way or in their like in a rut or women who aren't their sex drive is just like low, that little black and white porn GIF, like it really does make a huge difference. And it's very simple. It's not like you have to initiate dirty talk in a text message. You literally just send a GIF. So it's like, it's really easy. And you can pick the GIF that is like what you like to do when you're having sex. Like,
yeah.
So if it's whatever, use your imagination. Mm-hmm. Like you can be like, whatever you want to happen.
It could be a foreplay GIF. It could be a during GIF. It could be a sexy. There's so many. They have a bunch.
It doesn't need to be that intense. It could be like a porn light.
Yeah. And also I tried to copy her black and white. So it's like when I would go get on and find a GIF, I'm like, oh wow, I really like this GIF. Damn, it's not black and white. Did I download an app to change that GIF to black and white? Why, yes, I did, because I'm an overachiever. I'm an overachiever. Did I put a little like, you know, high eight Instagram app like filter on it? I might have done that.
That is so funny. I appreciate the effort.
You're welcome. I'm trying.
I really do.
You're welcome.
Okay. So highly recommend you guys try that. That's my tip to you in your relationship.
You need to re-tip yourself.
That I need to re-tip myself. I am ridiculously excited about this sponsor, you guys. When I make a list of like the top things I need for baby, for like mom life, the Hatch is literally almost, I'm probably like number one. Like, I don't know how I would have parented, how I would have like done anything if I didn't have the Hatch. So the Hatch is, it's a sound machine and it also has like a light on it. It's a smart sleep device. And I put it on every single night before Hartford goes to bed. We literally travel with it. Like, I freak out if we don't have the hatch with us. And now they have a new and improved second generation hatch rest that makes sleep better and more magical for your entire family. So the all-in-one hatch rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your kids. You guys, it's so easy to use. You just get the little app on your phone, connected to your hatch, and you can choose from a bunch of different sounds. Our favorite is the waves. I love the waves, the ocean sound. I love the laundry sound. There's even when we want to wake Hartford up, we'll change it over to like the birds chirping sound. And you can also put on a nightlight with it, and you can just toggle it back and forth between like the percentage of how loud or dim or whatever you want it to be. It's just, it's so easy to use and it's perfect. And literally, what are we going to do when like Hartford outgrows the hatch or something? Like, no, she's just going to have it forever. She's going to be one of those kids that goes over to her friend's house for a sleepover and has to bring her freaking hatch sound machine. Not joking. But right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/Stassi. So if you're ready for improved sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/Stassi to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/Stassi.
At one point she starts talking about, since the responsive, like you need to have physical touch first, right?
Yes.
So she was like, do you need to hold hands, or do you need a massage? Does he like, if he massages you, does that get you going? And you're like, you're cracking up, you're laughing, and you're like, that is what he does. And I'm like, you were right. That is what I do, because we were not having sex in the amount of times that I wanted, that I was bribing you. I was like, I will give you a 30-minute massage for at least like a hand job, like the most basic thing that you don't have to do anything. I will give you a 30-minute hand job, like for a massage, for a hand, like, look at this, look at like the scale, right? 30-minute massage. For that, you know, and then that led into like, you know, I will give you a 45-minute massage for sex, you know, and I'm just bribing you. I'm like, I just, that's the only thing that I had power over. Cause usually if I said that, you would be okay. Uh-huh. Right. So the thing is, I've realized too, it's like, I was already doing that, but it still wasn't. But then I realized too, that having a 30 to 45-minute massage before sex is like, I'm exhausted.
Well, first of all, you don't have to do that anymore because I can't lay on my
pregnant,
stomach.
Right, which is just,
so
this
like,
is,
why well, are you complaining?
Because it's going to go back to what it was.
Not necessarily.
Well, it was. And
okay,
I think
we
will.
Don't have to know. Because honestly, let me explain.
But I do
hold
like
on,
to do
let
that.
Me explain. We got into the habit of Bo saying, can I give you a massage and then we can have sexy time? And he would literally give me like a half an hour massage before we had sexy time. And I started to feel very guilty. That like, I recognize that like, that's a lot of work that you're having to put in.
Yes.
I do. Okay.
I read books.
And just know.
And the upstroke starting from the base and going up to the neck and the kneading and learn how to knead. I learned how to do like certain things with your elbows, going from pushing up and then letting the blood flow circulate through the back muscles and then pushing them out through the shoulders, down through the elbows into the hands. So your chakras from like your ring finger will make you like loosen up a little bit. And that little, the certain spots on your feet, if you press them, it like relieves stress.
No, and you did. No, he took it seriously. He became an actual like certified masseuse. Like, I'm not joking, you guys. Every time he'd give me a massage, it just like got better and better every time. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, how do you know how to do all this? It's your fault for being so good at it. Look at me gaslighting you. That's why
it
turned into such a habit that I'm like, why would I say, no, you don't have to do that when it feels so good?
Yeah.
So just know it won't go back to that where like I require that every time. Just know. I am aware that like that's a lot to ask of somebody. I do need throughout the day for you to come and hug me. Yeah, like hold my hand, spend some time with me. I can't just like have sex, especially at night when like, you know, Hartford's exhausting and the day has been long. Like, especially at night, if that's what you want. If like the whole day we've been separated, or like lately because we've been touring and we're spending all this time together touring and traveling and in hotels and all that stuff. When we come back home, you literally like separate from me, like the second that you can, literally the second you can, you're like, you go to your gentleman's library and do your Legos, play your games, watch whatever movie or TV show. And like, I get, we need alone time. Cause I need that too. But it's like all the time right now while we're home because we're touring. And I understand it's cause we're touring. We're spending so much time together.
You should say something like,
I did.
When?
Remember?
When? And I said, oh, no, then let's do it then. Let's not it, but like, let's spend some time together though.
Yes.
But it's also, the thing is about communication too. But you, what you're saying there is you're a physical touch person on the five love languages, which is what I am too. So I also need that because we are both people. When we've done the test, I don't know if you've done the test, but I did the test recently.
Well, I haven't done it recently, but I've done recently. It. Yeah.
And everything is about touch. It's about physical stuff. So we're both on that same level, even though we have different types of desire, whatever, like types, you know?
I need physical touch and quality time.
And so do I. So, but it's
look, right. We're a match made in heaven.
Exactly. But that also means that these are the things that you want more. I also want that more.
Okay.
I also want the hugs, like how you came up to hug me today. I like that. It also you need to be active on that side as well.
Okay. I hear you. You just need to make a little more effort with the quality time. I'll make more effort with the physical touch. If you make more effort with quality time.
Just like hugs and same thing. Hugs, holding hand, just a nice mom and dad kiss throughout the day or something like that. I think that's good for me.
Yes.
And quality time, same thing.
It reminds me of the finale episode of Vanderpump Rules.
What is that?
I have to reference it because it's too good right now. Okay. We watched the finale together when Sandoval and Ariana were having their conversation and Ariana's like, I need, or it wasn't the finale. It was another episode. Maybe you didn't watch it with me.
I only watched one of those.
It was like what was supposed to be the finale or something. Yeah, it was. It wasn't. I actually don't think you saw. Oh, I don't think you saw this.
No, because that I'm trying to like keep my psyche like
healthy,
and
peaceful.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. So Tom and Ariana were having this before. Oh, she found out.
The only one I saw was the one where they had all that extra footage and the scene and with them talking.
Yes. No. I know. So you haven't seen what I'm about to explain. So this was before she found out about them cheating. They sit down to have a conversation about their relationship and Sandoval is basically trying to paint her as like a bad girlfriend. Like you can see like that's the plan that he had like before he was exposed in his affair. So he's, you know, just saying that she doesn't make an effort. They barely have sex, all that. And Ariana's like, well, I need to spend quality time with you. Like we spend no time together. Mm-hmm. Like you are always out or you're always at the bars or like you're always at Schwartz's, whatever. And she's like, I just need quality time. Like, you know, let's make dinner together. Like let's watch something together. Let's, you know, just normal couple things. And he's like, basically saying your quality time isn't my quality time. He's like, I want to go skinny dipping and hang gliding. Like,
did he
that's
really
his,
say that?
No, literally. He's like, no, but like, man, like all I want is for you to like go skinny dipping with me and like hang gliding. And basically Ariana's like doing mushrooms at like a, didn't she say this? Like doing like mushrooms at a concert, like at a festival isn't quality time.
Yeah.
And he did not understand that like spending time together and like cooking dinner together is like kind of like the bare minimum of like what
basic.
Somebody, it's so basic. It's like,
well,
what,
that's not even, I feel like
everyone asked
if that
for,
was a new relationship, that shit would have been over in a second. Cause you just don't, you would obviously want to be doing what the other person wants to be doing and spending that quality time together.
And I'm sure they did in the beginning.
No, I know, but it's like the fact that he doesn't understand that it's kind of insane.
And it was actually also really interesting to hear, because I listened to Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper's podcast, and when Ariana was on it, because Ariana then talked about it a little bit more. And about like how in the beginning of the relationship, she thought, she's like, well, I did all those things with him. Like I would go, even though she's like, I don't like to go out that much. She's like, I did that for him. She's like, of course I love to go out and have a good time. Someone's birthday or like, you know, a festival and like a band's playing. She's like, I like doing that stuff. But like, I've grown up, I've grown out of it. Like I want to be home sometimes. I'd like to just cook dinner at home. I'd like to just, she's like, I thought that we would grow together and that he would be that, grow out of it too. And he never did. So like he just continued to party every single night and she was just left by herself. And so for him to complain that she isn't having sex with him, how could he think
No, that makes sense.
Quality time is just so, it is so important. I feel like everyone's love language has to be a little bit of quality time.
Yes. Like,
it is just so incredibly important in a relationship.
No, I 100% agree. Like, the only thing that I had 0, 0, 0 is gifts.
I know,
and I
me
think you
too.
Have the same thing. It's I don't care about gifts. Gifts does not turn me on.
No.
You know, it's not like, oh, wow.
Well, it doesn't make me feel loved. Like, right. Even when you, like, have given me, like, something that I'm like, oh, my God, I love this. Like, this ring, like, holy shit. Yeah, it's nice. Of course, like, I love receiving this. But it's not, like it's not what makes me feel loved.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, you bought me this new pair of Vans. I love you so much. Let's have sex right now. I am just
overcome with emotion. Right? Yeah, no, so, it's not my thing. Okay. So moving along. Look at this healthy conversation
right?
we're having.
We're growing and we get to listen to this over again and, you know, just like work on things. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I've talked about Thrive Market for so long. I love using their website for my grocery and household essentials. I honestly, let me just say right off the bat, my favorite thing about it is when you go to thrivemarket.com, let's say like you want a certain type of snack or a certain type of cleaning product, you can literally put in all these filters so that they filter through things and you're getting exactly what you want. So you're finding out about snacks that you don't even know exist, but you find it through the filters. I love that it comes directly to your door. It's so easy. But on top of that, as a Thrive Market member, you can save money on every single order. Like on average, I save over 30% each time. So it's fantastic. And you can always rely on knowing that your favorite brands that you're used to are going to be there. And it saves you a trip to the grocery store because how freaking annoying is that to just like, oh, I forgot this. I have to go back to the grocery store and get it. So when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. So join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/straightup. thrivemarket.com/straightup.
Oh, I did when I listened because I was like almost like listening to you too, and I was like, at one point you were like, you know what, you know what, Vanessa, you are right. You said something about, I don't know what it was, but it was like you were like, I'm going to make more of an effort if I'm tired and my daughter is screaming in a room during her bedtime, I'm going to make out with the beau and I'm going to initiate it. And I was again going back to, wait, when was this recorded and how long has that been? That's just a little bust in your balls.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I think it will help that we're both having this conversation
together
instead of it just me with the sex therapist. And then
I
feel like
it's therapy because you do it with someone and then you work at it together in the same time.
Yeah. I think this is way more helpful now that I can take the tools that she gave me
have you just been practicing them for the last 2 months, and then it's like you're studying for a quiz, and then all of a sudden you're gonna be like, I've taken the time. I've gone to a center and now I'm good. There's at 1.2 that you were talking about, that if certain partners feel resentful.
Yes.
And you were worried if I felt resentful. Then I don't feel resentful about you saying no and how I'm more into it, we've talked about. But I think what I wrote down is that I think it's more frustrated, and especially like on myself, of why my body is this sexually active at 43 years old. Like, I'm waiting for this to go down. Like, it's the reverse of what I thought was going to happen to me in my 40s. And then I also wanted to say that I do understand that a lot of the times, because now you are pregnant, and I liked hearing you say that, I needed to hear you say that in a way that that wasn't so like aggressive and angry.
That wasn't like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Yes. So having you just sit there and be vulnerable and talk to someone else and saying, I am pregnant and I just want to say that I heard you and I understand that. And I take that into account now with my brain and wanting, you know, sex more. But it's like, I was sitting there writing down too, that you also have, I guess what I'm frustrated about is that you are the one in control of everything. You are the one in control of how you feel, right? Because as you are, and you're pregnant, but also of the times, because obviously we're not going to do it in the morning because Hartford wakes us up. So the nap time is the only time to do it, mm-hmm. but then you'll never do it at night either because you're too tired. So it's like you mm-hmm. scheduled the day, you have power over the day, over the time, over when mm-hmm. I do not. So it's always me waiting, wondering. Right. And then, you know, I could give you a massage on the back, but then would that, then I'm in my head going, well, does she know I want to have sex with her? But what if she's not in the mood? But when, then what if I, you know, so I'm spiraling.
Right.
Right. Trying to figure out like, what are you thinking? And that was one of the things is like, do I feel good about myself? Do I wonder, are you enjoying sex with me? I feel a little insecure a lot of the times because it's like, I feel like when I go, can we have sex or do you want to do this? You're not wanting it, but you're doing it to just like, please me. Like
sometimes.
Okay. Cool. I like that. But I do have insecurities about that and it gets into my head.
Okay. Well, this makes me sad. Well, not sad. I feel bad that you feel that way. Okay. In terms of the scheduling, I think I'm just going to have to get over the like, I prefer to have sex during the day thing, especially because Hartford's nap is not reliable anymore. And there's about to be a new baby.
Yeah.
So like things are about to get very complicated. So I think it's kind of like, we're just going to have to make an effort to be like, when we see that there is an opportunity, we take it. I can't sit there and be like, you know what? At night, we'll be able to do this now because Hartford now goes down later and later. It's wild. I think I need to be open to when I see an opportunity, we just have to take it.
Well, I will be there ready, ready to receive. So my schedule is fully open.
And just know, like only like sometimes, and I make it very clear when you just ask me, hey, do you want to have sex? No. Okay. No. Like that will not get me anywhere.
That's how you do it to me.
I'll stop. Okay. I've been lazy about it because I know that like you want it anyway. So like, it's never about like, do you want it or not? So like,
We're missing the simmer.
Correct. You're right.
As she said.
You're correct.
Or no, she talked about that in her book, just about like, the simmer. It's really hard to like boil a pot of water if you put an ice cold water into the pot first, you know? So if we're, I like that analogy that she said, and I understand that with you too. It's like, but then we've been just very lazy in our initiation.
Yeah.
Cause it's like dating. It was a majority of foreplay throughout the whole time of like when you're dating someone, you do so much more foreplay, mm-hmm. you know? And I understand now we have a kid and we have to like get things in and out and done like in a certain amount of time quickly. That we're missing like the fun, exciting part that would be the makeout, you know, or like the stuff that you do before sex rather than just going right into like sex, you know, like having that fun before.
Yeah.
So doing something like that would be good to like get back into like things that there was on the podcast. She's like, what are the things that you used to do that could like spice up your life, like your sex life again?
What did we used to do? I don't remember.
Well, we would do a lot of spontaneous things. You were a lot more aggressive. A lot more. I was like, oh my goodness. And maybe just the way that I've like from dated and in the past, like I've always kind of had like more of an aggressive like woman that I was with that I'm usually used to that too, you know, and it like, and I kind of, it's like having a good like acting partner, you know, mm-hmm. if they're giving you something, you can go back and forth and you got a great scene.
Right. And now I'm that acting partner who's during improv says no.
Yes. Because in improv, you never say no. Rule number one of improv, you never say no.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So
really
I need
good.
To try to brush up on my acting skills, yes. my acting partner skills.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I agree. And I need to brush up on my, you know, simmering skills.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We're growing here. We're growing. She did have a thing earlier too about, or later after this, she was talking about, like how switching up the routine. Oh, she said something too, when you guys were talking about like dirty talk, where it's like, she says, ask me certain words and certain things that I want you to
say. Let's make a list right now of the things that you like.
Well, no, but here's the thing. This is what I disagree with. I mean, maybe there's certain guys that are they're aggressive. It's like, you know, you hear those stories, like the older guy loves to date a younger girl because it's like, you can teach them. I'm like, what are you, like, who fucking says that? You know, like I hear people say that. I'm like, that's the word. I'm not a teacher.
Right.
You know, that's why I dated older women. So it's like they taught me, right?
Correct.
So me telling you things to say that I might like hear, it makes it sound unauthentic. And I'm going to be stuck in my head being like, she's only saying this because I told her to say this. She's not really focused on me. This is not coming out of her mouth. This is not organic. And then I would like, if I've ever had any type of sexual thing, and I've always felt like you or any like past partners weren't into it, it would knock me out. And I would be like, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, that's actually a really good point. Like if I do say something or do something and you will literally ask me during sex, you're like, why aren't you acting? What this? Yeah. You're not into it. You don't want to be da da da. You don't like, I have to be very enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, it's just connected. And it's like going from me wanting it more to not being able to simmer you more, as we're talking about now, to then being in the act of it, and then you still seem like you're not present because you're so quiet now that I'm in my head half the time going like, do you want me to touch you here? Do you want me to do this? No, that's fine. What else would you like to do? Can I do something else to you? I'm the one who's asking and doing all the questions. No, this is good. And I'm like, this is okay. So now I'm just constantly getting in my head every time where I'm like, is she enjoying this? And then like when I go and like take my shirt off, I'm like, yes, I am getting more of a dad body. I need to exercise. So I just, but this is my insecurities. You have your insecurities. I haven't been like, my sex drive is high, but my go workout drive has been really low. You know, like my muscle drive has been, I need one of those pills. And I'm like, I went to the workout, like muscle place and bought some energy drinks. And I'm like, I took it. I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't even want to walk on the treadmill, but it's like, these are the things that go in my head. So I wouldn't want you I don't want to tell you what to do because I want you to be like, at least come up to my level of aggressiveness.
Okay. All right. So, and you want me to say things that I would want to say. You don't want me to say things that you would.
No, because it's what you were saying that's coming out of your mouth is turning me on. Is also what's like making me feel special when we're in this connection mode of physical bodies.
Okay. So then me asking you to list the things that you want to hear that's not going to help. That won't work for you.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that you say, but there's one thing that you say all the time, but it's like, you know, flow on that or go like, I don't watch a lot of porn, but it's like, I'm sure they say a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm
you know,
sure. Okay.
Unless you're watching like the foreign
really
ones where they
time.
Just don't talk.
Maybe we should just watch some porn together and I'll just take notes on what to say.
I'm sure we can do it. And then I can just adjust the screen to be black and white.
I wonder if I would feel secure enough being that I'm pregnant to watch porn with you right now. I might have to wait until I'm like hot girl again, because there's nothing worse than like feeling like an orangutan and watching like another hot girl and you be turned on by another hot girl while I feel like
I understand.
Yeah.
But what if I'm turned on by the hot guy? yeah, you know, I understand because it's how you feel. And I was reading about that too, of just like this, if you don't feel comfortable in your body, even though that I look at you and have such, you know, lusting eyes and caring eyes for you in the pregnant body that you're in, I love it, but it doesn't help when I tell you. I mean, it helps,
no,
but
it does help.
Still,
please don't stop complimenting me. I need to hear it. Yes.
I'm still going to do that, but it still doesn't help with the sexual activity of watching. So I understand.
Yeah. No, I just don't think I could see you watch a hot girl right now. Like we can watch porn together when I feel like a hot girl again.
Yeah. And in their book, she's got a checklist. She's got a menu of things of like, you know, things to say. There's body parts and there's like little things you can make a multiple choice thing and then, you know, bring in a little note chart.
Well, that's fun.
And you know what? You can dress up as a sexy librarian and bring in like a card catalog of all different types of of touch me here. This is, I love glasses.
Yes.
I love glasses and a ponytail.
Yes, you do.
Maybe you can get like, just like when, like one of those like little, like a string with like a pocket, like a pen holder on it, just to look like a little pocket protector with pens, just to like, you can, you know what I mean? Like a necklace of a pocket or like pen pockets.
Okay. So you want me to be a pregnant, sexy librarian?
Yes. See, look at that communication. Isn't it like, you don't need to role play or anything like that.
Oh my gosh. Can I ask you something? Is there ever a time when you're not in the mood? Like, no. Really?
Yeah, because it's, that's a real, like, another, well, here's the thing.
What is that like?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't understand.
I think another reason too why I get frustrated is because, as when I was talking with my therapist back at like a year ago, about this, she was like, well, you should masturbate more because then it like calms you down for like 2 or 3 days.
Right.
And I'm like, but I don't want to masturbate because it's like, I'm married and it'd be more fun to do something with my wife. But then also I'm afraid that if I do go masturbate, what happens if she wants to have sex
right
then?
After?
And then all of a sudden I'm like this. So I hold it all in. And then I'm like, well, I'm taking a shower right now. I really don't want to do this. Cause what if right when I get out, she's there waiting on the bed, trying to be spontaneous that one time. And that one time I'm going to forget. She's going to be spontaneous. I'm going to be like, oh my God. I'm like, well, I'll totally like go down on you and like make you feel good. But that's literally what goes in my head. And that's another reason I feel like it's just like, if I did more maintenance on myself, I wouldn't be hounding you as much. Or if I right. just said like the other day, I'm like, I will literally give you like 2 30-minute massages this week for just like one maintenance scan. And that scan is a hand job or something.
Wait, that is so funny. Also, can I just say, like, I know the times that you're masturbating in the shower.
Because it's like extra long.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So I'm like, oh, he'll be in a good mood after this. That's good.
Or he'll be relaxed.
He's like, he won't bother me for 24 hours.
True. I think you should actually read the book because it is very interesting that I've already read like, I don't know, like 30 pages.
Okay, great.
I've skimmed.
Was there anything chapters. Else on the podcast?
No. Anything that you like did when you listened back to it? Was there anything that you would like to interject on? Like,
I mean, when I listened back, I got so embarrassed that I was like talking so much. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, I forget. When you're filming, when you're recording a podcast, you forget that like, people are going to listen to it. And I just listened back and I felt so exposed. Like,
wow. I thought it was a great podcast.
No, I thank you. Thank you. I think my guest was great, but I just was like, wow, I just admitted so much. And everybody listening now knows that I'm just such a boring partner. I think it's just like listening back, like I know I'm the problem. Which is like the first step into being better in any situation. But is like, I think recognizing
she would disagree with that, because it's not that you're the problem. It's just that we're both different on our sex drives, and there is no wrong or right sex drive. You know, the way that I feel and the way that you feel, that's how we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. She even wrote that in her book.
Yeah. And so, you know what I will say, and it's like the more pregnant that I get, it hurts.
Yeah, no, I understand. But also going back to that, you say you're the problem because, but then think about it reversed. I am the problem because I want it more and you don't. So that's the thing. Don't put that in your headspace.
There is no problem.
There's an issue that we need to like come to agreement on and like figure out to work out to like, I need to know what, you know, the simmer effect and like touching you more and you need to, you know, be a little more aggressive and spontaneous for me. So it's like, we just need to like do certain things that we get on some type of like wavelength that it goes up and down, but at least we understand it and we're talking about it.
Okay, great. Was there anything else that you wanted to say?
Do you want to go have sex?
I mean, I felt like this was a very healthy, lovely conversation. And I hope that you feel like you were able to get the things off your chest that you wanted to get off your chest after listening.
Yeah, it was mainly just, you know,
I'm a boob honker.
And for you to apply the the free therapy session that you had with her.
Okay, I will. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bo is representing my merch right now. Can I just talk about this for a second?
Oh, this is a video?
Well, it's if you're watching on Patreon, which you can, patreon.com/Stassi, you can watch on Patreon. Bo is wearing my dark passenger sweatshirt. Y'all, so I decided to work on my tour merch. Like, at first I wasn't going to have tour merch. I'm like, there's just too much going on right now. And I'm very particular about merch. I don't like just slapping, like,
some things
a saying on a sweatshirt and selling it. Like, I take my merch very seriously. Okay. Like, my last tour back in 2019, 2020, like, art. It took months and months and months. Art. I'm so proud of all of it. And so this time around, it finally, like, inspiration hit me, like, about a week before we left for tour. We started tour and I was like, Lo, we have to do merch. Get me on the phone with someone. Like, we actually, I have an idea for what I want to do. And then it just took, it was like 2 months of back and forth of getting it together of Bo. But there were times that Bo was even like, you need to not take this so seriously. Like, you just sell it for what it is right now. Like, yeah, it doesn't need to be perfect. It's just merch. I'm like, no, it needs to be perfect. I am so happy that I stuck by my guns. And I fought with this merch company. I fought with everyone around me to have it exactly the way that I wanted it. And now, like, while the tour is ending, so, like, it's on sale now at our spots. And, of course, now the tour is ending. But we are about to put it online. So people can order it online if you'd already
The painting one's my favorite. I love this one, too, because it's just simple.
So that one, he's wearing the dark passenger one. It's a navy sweatshirt. And I wanted it to look like the Ritz-Carlton branding sweatshirt, except for it to say dark passenger and also have my, like, podcast, like,
flowery thing. What is that
wallpaper?
What
do you call this?
Is it an emblem?
Emblem. Yeah, emblem. It's like an emblem that we got made on it. But I am most proud of the oil painting sweatshirt. Like, when I say, like, it just hit me. It was like a moment of just pure creativity where I was just like, I know exactly what I want. I want to get a photo of, like, all of the, like, basic bitch things that represent my life right now, but put it in oil painting form of, like, you know, like the romantic type paintings of, like, the 1800s, like that type of thing. When you would see, like, a painting of a fruit bowl, like that type of vibe.
A skull with books on it with, like, a necklace hanging over the books with a candle.
Yes. But I was like, but make it all the things that are, make it Stassi. And so Bo and I, like, put together all of the things. We had the ranch bottle, the Aperol spritz, my engagement ring, my wedding ring.
One of Hartford's bottles. A dagger.
Yeah, just random things. And we did a little photo shoot with it and sent it to a graphic artist that turned it into a painting. And it is just so cool. I cannot rave enough about that my freaking merch. So that is going to go on sale soon. That's it. That's all I got, you guys. Am I missing anything? Am I leaving anything out? All right. Thank you so much, Bo, for bearing your soul, your beautiful soul.
You're welcome. And I promise I won't.
You won't what?
I don't know.
Boob grab? Okay. Bye, guys.